You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. 1. You overhear 2 friends talking about a TV play. What did the girl think about the play? A. The actors were better than she thought they'd be. B. The story had an unexpected ending. C. The costumes were very attractive.
What did you think about that play on TV last night?
Well, I quite liked it. I wasn't sure about the main actor. I expected him to be better. I usually like him a lot. I don't think the role was the best one for him.
I know what you mean, but the plot was quite good, I thought. It had a great twist at the end.
Oh, I'd guessed what would happen halfway through. I love the clothes, though. I wish we wore things like that. The actors all look so elegant.
Do you think so? I can't say that particularly struck me. What did you think about that play on TV last night?
Well, I quite liked it. I wasn't sure about the main actor. I expected him to be better. I usually like him a lot. I don't think the role was the best one for him.
I know what you mean, but the plot was quite good, I thought. It had a great twist at the end.
Oh, I'd guessed what would happen halfway through. I love the clothes, though. I wish we wore things like that. The actors all look so elegant.
Do you think so? I can't say that particularly struck me.
2. You hear 2 friends talking about a new bicycle. What is the boy's opinion of it? A. It is too expensive. B. It has a strange appearance. C. It is a little uncomfortable to ride.
Maria's got a new bike. Have you seen it?
Yes, her aunt gave it to her. It must have cost a fortune.
I know, but it's worth it. It's a top-of-the-range model, and it goes really well. The saddle looks as if it might be a bit small and hard, though.
It's fine. I know. I tried it out. It feels really good, and the gears are great. I'm not sure about the colour or the shape of the handlebars, though. They're a bit weird.
Oh, I don't know. You want a bike to look a bit different, I think. Anyway, as long as Maria likes it.
She's thrilled to bits.
Maria's got a new bike. Have you seen it?
Yes, her aunt gave it to her. It must have cost a fortune.
I know, but it's worth it. It's a top-of-the-range model, and it goes really well. The saddle looks as if it might be a bit small and hard, though.
It's fine. I know. I tried it out. It feels really good, and the gears are great. I'm not sure about the colour or the shape of the handlebars, though. They're a bit weird.
Oh, I don't know. You want a bike to look a bit different, I think. Anyway, as long as Maria likes it.
She's thrilled to bits.
3. You hear a teacher talking to a class. What is he telling them about? A. A new after-school activity. B. A homework assignment. C. A change to their timetable.
I've got something important I want to tell you, so can you all please pay attention? The school's considering making some changes next year. We're weighing up the possibility of introducing some weekend activities here. Special sports training, perhaps, or drama, or music. But before we make any definite decisions, we want to get your ideas. What would appeal to you? Would you actually take advantage of these activities? So, the headmaster would like you all to write a paragraph this evening, more if you want, saying what you think. I need to take it in first thing tomorrow, please. English is the first lesson on your timetable tomorrow, so I'll take it in then, okay? I've got something important I want to tell you, so can you all please pay attention? The school's considering making some changes next year. We're weighing up the possibility of introducing some weekend activities here. Special sports training, perhaps, or drama, or music. But before we make any definite decisions, we want to get your ideas. What would appeal to you? Would you actually take advantage of these activities? So, the headmaster would like you all to write a paragraph this evening, more if you want, saying what you think. I need to take it in first thing tomorrow, please. English is the first lesson on your timetable tomorrow, so I'll take it in then. Okay.
4. You hear a girl telling her uncle about a dance event she's going to take part in. What is she most excited about? A. Meeting new people. B. Dancing for a large audience. C. Seeing other dancers perform.
Have you heard about the dance competition my class is going in for, Uncle Sam? I'm going to be away for a whole week.
Yes, your mum said you were really excited about it. Aren't you just a bit nervous about dancing in front of so many people, though?
A bit, I suppose, but it'll be an amazing experience. There'll be lots of really good dancers from all over the country there. Our teacher says we'll learn lots just by watching them on stage. It's a fantastic opportunity for us.
Yes, it certainly is. I expect you'll make some good new friends there.
That's what I'm looking forward to most of all. Then it won't be so scary performing in front of all those people. Have you heard about the dance competition my class is going in for, Uncle Sam? I'm going to be away for a whole week.
Yes, your mum said you were really excited about it. Aren't you just a bit nervous about dancing in front of so many people, though?
A bit, I suppose, but it'll be an amazing experience. There'll be lots of really good dancers from all over the country there. Our teacher says we'll learn lots just by watching them on stage. It's a fantastic opportunity for us.
Yes, it certainly is. I expect you'll make some good new friends there.
That's what I'm looking forward to most of all. Then it won't be so scary performing in front of all those people.
5. You hear a boy talking on his mobile phone. Who is he talking to? A. A parent. B. A friend. C. A brother or sister.
Oh, hi there. It's Matt. I'm still at Ben's house. You know, the friend of mine who lives in North Green. In the same block of flats as that girl Emma you used to play tennis with. Anyway, his dad's going to give me a lift home, but he's got delayed at work, so I won't be back till later. His mum says I can have dinner at theirs. I hope that's okay. Can you let Mum know? Her mobile must be switched off or something. Leave her a note if she's not back before you leave for your tennis. Oh, hi there. It's Matt. I'm still at Ben's house. You know, the friend of mine who lives in North Green. In the same block of flats as that girl Emma you used to play tennis with. Anyway, his dad's going to give me a lift home, but he's got delayed at work, so I won't be back till later. His mum says I can have dinner at theirs. I hope that's okay. Can you let Mum know? Her mobile must be switched off or something. Leave her a note if she's not back before you leave for your tennis.
6. You hear two friends talking about a book they've both read. What do they agree about? A. It is very funny in places. B. It is more for readers who are girls. C. It has some great drawings.
I thought that book, Midnight Star, was great. Did you enjoy it too, or is it something that's more for girls?
Well, I actually liked it a lot too. Some bits of it made me laugh out loud, though it was serious a lot of the time too. I really liked the pictures in it as well.
Not sure I agree with you there. I thought they were a bit childish, but it was really amusing.
Yes, I'm going to see if I can find anything else by the same writer in the library.
I thought that book, Midnight Star, was great. Did you enjoy it too, or is it something that's more for girls?
Well, I actually liked it a lot too. Some bits of it made me laugh out loud, though it was serious a lot of the time too. I really liked the pictures in it as well.
Not sure I agree with you there. I thought they were a bit childish, but it was really amusing.
Yes, I'm going to see if I can find anything else by the same writer in the library.
7. You hear a local radio item about an unusual school. What is unusual about the school? A. The head is trying to help the children break a sporting record. B. There are more twins than is normal for one year group. C. A large number of pupils in one class share the same birthday.
Teachers at Longton School in Ashton might be beginning to think they have double vision. There are 9 sets of twins in Year 7. 4 of the sets were even born in the same month, November. The head teacher says he has never experienced anything like this in over 30 years of teaching. He is currently doing some research to try to find out if this constitutes a record for children in the same school, let alone in the same year group. The head says that the children are hoping it will help their football team do particularly well in this year's school's championship, as it may confuse their opponents. Teachers at Longton School in Ashton might be beginning to think they have double vision. There are 9 sets of twins in Year 7. 4 of the sets were even born in the same month, November. The head teacher says he has never experienced anything like this in over 30 years of teaching. He is currently doing some research to try to find out if this constitutes a record for children in the same school, let alone in the same year group. The head says that the children are hoping it will help their football team do particularly well in this year's school's championship, as it may confuse their opponents.
8. You hear 2 friends talking about some new neighbours. How does the boy feel about them? A. Pleased to have different people next door. B. Happy that the daughter shares his interests. C. Glad that they can help his family.
Have your new neighbours moved in yet, Jason?
Yes, a week ago. They seem really nice. It's a couple with a daughter about my age.
So do you think you'll become friends with her?
Well, she's not really into the same sorts of things as me. She's really keen on hip-hop, for example. But she seems nice. Just hope they'll be as friendly as the people who used to live there.
Yes, they were great.
The new people have a gardening business, and they've offered to do our garden for us for free, which is really kind of them. My parents are very pleased about that.
Have your new neighbours moved in yet, Jason?
Yes, a week ago. They seem really nice. It's a couple with a daughter about my age.
So do you think you'll become friends with her?
Well, she's not really into the same sorts of things as me. She's really keen on hip-hop, for example. But she seems nice. Just hope they'll be as friendly as the people who used to live there.
Yes, they were great.
The new people have a gardening business, and they've offered to do our garden for us for free, which is really kind of them. My parents are very pleased about that.